News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
A young couple are going to leave their jobs and city lives to become the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. It runs from, of course, April through to September, where they will be in charge of the sprawling metropolis that is the Blasket Islands. Billy O'Connor is with us. He runs the Blasket Island Experience. Billy, they are in for an easy, relaxing, idyllic time.
I've no doubt about it, Anton. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good.
So what are they going to be doing and how tough is it?
Well, it's a tough old, yeah, it is a tough old season, to be honest. They could find themselves doing anything now, to be honest. Their main role is to look after three cottages, and if they get time then in the day, depending on how busy the turnovers in the houses are, they'll open the coffee shop then. But on when the shepherds are out on the island doing the sheep, they could find themselves down there. They generally do get roped into that, holding a few doses down there. They could be doing anything really. So and yeah, the season does get quite busy out there. So it's lovely in April and May, and then, as you know, tourism in Ireland during June, July, and August can be a bit stressful. And then September is nice and tame again.
And what's the Wi-Fi coverage like?
It's actually not too bad out there on the 5G now. So,
but they do have 5G.
They're not totally off grid.
Oh,
they have 5G.
So they can be sitting out there. They can Netflix and chill.
They do. Yeah, that's a bit of a myth out there. But generally they go out there for the off grid. The seals are nearly better than Netflix out there. So,
for those who have never been
inclined to go for it,
you know it like the back of your hands. Give us a sense of what the Blaskets are like and what the facilities are like. Can people go out and camp and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, people, you know, as long as you get the weather, I suppose, like in the early part of the season, that's my favourite time of the year, April and May, because obviously the seal colony is quite strong there. And they tend to during the summer, they clear off and they go out to the outer islands. So in April or May, you could have the whole beach. You could have 1,000 or 2,000 seals on the beach daily, every morning and evening anyway. And also you could be watching the basking sharks. So that's a special time of the year. But if you're out there that time of the year, obviously the weather is not as predictable. So you can get colder snaps and wetter periods. And then during June, July and August, when it gets a bit busier, the wildlife tends to push out a small bit off the island. So, but the weather is more settled. So it's you know, you can take your pick, I suppose, if you want the weather or the wildlife.
And what about accommodation?
So the accommodation is very basic. I suppose it's a step above camping, we usually say, but you've toilets and running water, and nice comfortable beds and fires. So
for the people who have done the caretaking before, what's their usual reaction when they finish up? What do they say to you as they return to the mainland after their period on the island?
When they first arrive, I'd say they're totally overwhelmed, because it is, you know, after winter on the Blaskets, there's a lot of stuff to get organized. So they get out there and the place is in a bit of disarray generally. And then they settle in and they're loving it for a few months while it's a bit quieter. And then when the season gets busy, it really does get crazy busy out there for about 6 weeks. So by the end of that'll be coming into September. And they'd always tell us, oh, we're going to stay in. We'd love to stay in October because the seals are pupping then and it's a special time. But by September, by the end of September, they're generally ready to come off then and get back to normality, I suppose.
I tell you though, once in a lifetime experience. We wish them well. It is Aisling Costello and Connor Jones who are going to be in charge of the island. Billy, thank you very much. Billy O'Connor, who runs the Blasket Island Experience there. That's pretty much it for us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. If there's anything you missed and you want to have a listen back, you can, of course, go on newstalk.com. We upload all of our items there after the show. Or, of course, you can use the Go Loud app. So anything that you missed, if you missed what Ger, the president of the Irish Roadhaulage Association, had to say about their planned protest, for instance, it is there on newstalk.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.